Extinction Rebellion members paid £400 per week to shut down Britain. By Kurt Zindulka on October 13, 2019. Extinction Rebellion protesters are paid up to £400 per week to shut down Britain, according to documents revealed by a British newspaper. Documents revealed to the Mail on Sunday show that the far-left climate change alarmist group has paid activists over £70,000 during a four-month span and more than £200,000 since the founding of the group. The list of financial backers of XR is not made fully public, but some high-profile elite donors include Master of Puppets billionaire activist George Soros, the son of British fashion designer Vivienne Westwood, the granddaughter of oil magnate John Paul Getty, and the rock band Radiohead, amongst others. Extinction Rebellion's finances have come under scrutiny as the group has paid no taxes on the money it has paid to its activist members. A document seen by the Mail on Sunday showed that even members of the group have become concerned, saying that HMRC would crawl all over us and that they expected fines from the government in the range of £150,000 to £200,000. Conservative MP David Davis called for an investigation into the group's finances, telling the Mail, "It is utterly outrageous if Extinction Rebellion is not paying its fair share of tax. These self-appointed, holier-than-thou guardians of the planet may think they are somehow above the law, but they are not. What's needed now is a root and branch investigation of how this organization operates, starting with an immediate inquiry into its tax affairs. I shall be writing to HMRC tomorrow to demand nothing less." The news comes in the wake of over 1,300 arrests of Extinction Rebellion protesters in the last week alone. Nearly 500 protesters were arrested, removed from their Trafalgar Square encampment on Tuesday, and more arrested after the group attempted to occupy London City Airport. Extinction Rebellion will conclude its autumn uprising protests on Saturday, October 19. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.